Today's daf in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is daf Tes Zayin Omid Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're finishing up Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet, and today we're going to learn about the halachos of Hagba. We'll explain in a moment why we have the halachos of Hagba before we have the halachos in the next Simen of Kriyas HaTorah. So let's start with Sif Beis, and the Mechaber begins. Mare Pnei Ksivas Sefer Torah Lo'om Ha'omdim Limino V'Lismolo. As we'll see, this is talking about when the Chazan brings the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh, he shows it to the people standing to his right and standing to his left, u'machziro lefonov li'achrov, and to people in front of him and behind him. Why? Shemitzvah al kol anoshim v'noshim leros haksov v'lechroa v'lomar v'zos ha'torah v'gomer Torah Hashem t'mima v'gomer. Because it's a great mitzvah for all the men and the women in the shul to see the writing of the Sefer Torah, to see the actual print of the Sefer Torah, to bow down and to say the various psukim the people say, including zos ha'torah asher so Moshe v'nei b'nei Yisrael api Hashem b'yad Moshe, and some say Torah Hashem t'mima, and some say other psukim as well. That is the Mechaber. Mishneh Berurah starts off and he says, HaMechaber Kosav Din Zeh Kodim Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishneh Berurah asks the very obvious question. Until now, the order of Shulchan Aruch has been very simple. You wake up in the morning, and how the day progresses through the getting dressed, the preparing your bodily needs, preparing yourself for davening, and then the laws of the order of the davening as we go through it. So we now should be theoretically talking about those days when we have Kriyas HaTorah, because the Mechaber went through the regular things that are said every day, and now we go back to say the things that we say on an irregular basis, like Kriyas HaTorah. So should it start off with Kriyas HaTorah? Why is he starting off with Hagba? That comes after Kriyas HaTorah. So the Mishneh Berurah explains that according to the Mechaber, his opinion is that before you do Kriyas HaTorah, Minag HaSvardim L'Hagbiya Kodem HaKriya, the Svardim would go and take the Torah out, and they would go and show it to everybody prior to the reading of the Sefer Torah, not after the reading of the Sefer Torah as Ashkenazim do. And he says, Ayin l'kama b'ago, look in a moment, the Ramah is going to discuss this, that our minog, sheminogenu, amongst the Ashkenazim, is lasos hagbah achar akriya. We do the hagbah after the kriya. And the reason for this is brought down in Dershu footnote number 6, based upon the Shiori Knesset HaGdola, who says, Mibnei shehamon ha'am toim, many people in the congregation mistakenly think, Sharia Sefer Torah adifa v'chashuva me'akriya, that looking at the Sefer Torah is more important than the actual reading of the Sefer Torah. And therefore, in order to make sure that the people stay for the Kriyas HaTorah and don't leave after Hagba, if you did Hagba before, and they may think, well, I saw the most important part, so therefore I can leave now. So in order to make sure that the people stay for the reading of the Sefer Torah, which is more important than Hagba, we read the Sefer Torah first, and then we do Hagba afterwards. Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, HaMagbiya HaSefer Torah Me'al HaTeva, the one who lifts up the Sefer Torah from the Shulchan, from the Teva, the Bima, Laharos Lam, to show it to the people, Golulo Ad Shlosha Dapim HaMagbiya, he should roll it out so that three columns of the Sefer Torah are visible. And the Mishneh Berurah says, according to the Magen Avraham, V'ashav the Davka Nok Ad Shlosha, he says it's specifically three, there's some significance specifically to having three. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, my own opinion, V'nir Ali, the Toilui Lufi Koach HaMagbiya, that this is dependent upon the strength, the physical prowess of the person doing the Hagba. Shehiya b'yicholto should be within his capability, l'agbiya, to lift up the Sefer Torah, kishi niglelis harbe, when it's very much unrolled. So then, if it's not easily picked up, so then you don't want to have the person, if he's not strong enough, go and lift it up and open it up a greater number. So he says you should do three. But if the person has the yicholis, the ability to do more, it's not a problem. Halacha Berurah points out that in fact it is the minhag of the Eidos HaSfardim and the Eidos HaMizrach to take the Sefer out from the Heichal, and they bring it out with it actually being opened up. And he says some Ashkenazim communities do the same thing, and this is certainly the custom, he says, amongst the Sfardim, amongst many Sfardim, that they actually take the Sefer Torah out and they keep it open when they bring it out, so they do this Hagba, so to say, before they do the laning. He mentions that the minhag of many Sfardim, including the Sfardim in Yerushalayim, is that when they return the Sefer Torah, they also return it in an open position. He also points out that the Sfard Sefer Torah, it's more difficult to open it up sometimes to three dapim. And he says, Ein sorach li zor b'zeh. If you can't easily do it, the Sfard Sefer Torah is different than the Ashkenazic Sefer Torah in terms of the way it's set up. So he says it's not a problem amongst the Sfardim if they can't roll it open three dapim, three columns. He points out, if the person who's doing Hagba is weak amongst the Ashkenazim, so then he also doesn't have to do a three. Less than three is also acceptable. Ein sorach l'hakbid b'zeh. One shouldn't be makbid to say you must have three if you're physically incapable of doing three. Now we go to the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Tess. He writes that we have to see the Ksivas Sefer Torah. He brings down from the Achronim, Kishamara HaSefer Torah L'Om. When the person does Hagba and shows the congregation, the Sefer Torah. V'hu omeid b'mizrach ha-teva. He's, for example, standing on the eastern aspect of the teva. Yakif mi-mizrach l'dorim. He should turn from the east towards the south. K'moshe kasa b'simun kuf chelches li'nin kohan. Like we talked about in Duchenin, that they first turn towards the south. Ayin Shom, look over there for the details. Dear Shifutin number 7 brings down that over there we said, Sheponim letzad yomim, you turn to your right, as the Gemara in Yuma says, that all the turns that you make should always be towards the right. And he says, furthermore, in this footnote, Ofen hakofas the Sefer Torah laharosol letzibra. How does one go and show the Sefer Torah to the congregation? So the Mishnah Halachos, the Ungva Rebbe, Rebbe Nasha Kleinzatzal, he passed away a few years ago, it's a big Rav in Borough Park. He writes, from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, She'ein oses sivuv sholem. You don't do a complete turn around, going a 360-degree circle. Ella, the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is that you turn to the right, then you turn towards the left, so you can show all the people on the right and on the left the Sefer Torah writing. And Rav Ozner, Zatzal, and the Shevet Alevi brings down, Mitzvah lechadchila linho kitshuvas ha-Be'er Sheva. You should follow the opinion of the Be'er Sheva, who says that you should make a heck of Shalem, Mimizrach Ludorum, should go all the way around the 360-degree circle, not like the Ungva Rebbe said. And this is, in fact, the opinion brought down by the Chazon Ish, Ella Shebesiyum HaKofa, Himshech Letzad Yimino Match B'Chozer. He went a little bit more than 360 degrees, and then he returned back to his original position. He says, Im HaKohol Miskarvim Sefer Torah, if the people very frequently come up towards the Sefer Torah, especially the Medaktikim, to do so they can see the actual writing of the Sefer Torah, so then Rav Ozner and the Shevet Alevi writes, then you don't have to turn around at all, because the Ikar Mitzvah is to see the Sefer Torah, and if the people are coming closer to see it, that's more important than the actual turning around from right to left. And he says, when the Kal comes to see it, that's the real kiyum of the mitzvah. He says, nevertheless, Mikomako Misha Mekif Derech Sivav, if somebody does a circle over here, then they're definitely doing the mitzvah as is supposed to be performed. Halacha Brewer points out that the minhag is also amongst Ashkenazim that when they do Hagbah, the print is facing them. The Kahal then, he turns around to face the Kahal so he can show it to the Kahal. He says, however, the minhag amongst most of the kilos of the Sfardim is that they pick up the Sefer Torah and have the print facing out towards the Tzibur, and the back of the Sefer Torah, so to say, is facing them. They pick it up in that fashion. Halacha Brewer also brings down that the minhag is to turn to the right and then turns to the left, and that in fact is what I would dare say most shuls do, like Rav Menashe Klein, the Ungva Rebbe Zatzal, as opposed to the opinion that we brought down from the Chazon Ish and from the Shevet Alevi to actually do a full 360-degree circle. Either way is correct. Each shul should follow its custom. The critical point is that the Sefer Torah should be visible to the people. If somebody does Hagbah, like an Ashkenazi, he's just lifting up the Sefer Torah and he keeps it very close and he's the only one that can really see the print, and then he quickly sits down, so that's not ideal. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues in the middle of Sivkot and Tes. Omrim Kaddish, we say the Kaddish, what we call a Chatzi Kaddish, until the Eila, until the end of the first part of the Kaddish, prior to taking out the Sefer Torah. That's at the conclusion of Tachlin. Avol b'yom she'esh b'musaf, if it's a day that we're going to say Musaf, for example, and you said Hallel, then we say a full Kaddish, a Kaddish Tiskabel, called the Matzah Sefer Torah. We mentioned many times already that the Kaddish Tiskabel means Tiskabel Tzlo Son. You should accept our Shemoneh Esrei. So anytime you say Shemoneh Esrei, you always have to have a Kaddish Tiskabel, since you're going to say another Shemoneh Esrei by Musaf time. So this Kaddish now has to be a Kaddish Tiskabel for the Shachru Shemoneh Esrei. Sivkot Nyud, the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's a mitzvah to show it to all the people. If somebody's standing outside when they're doing Hagbah, mitzvah likonis lebeis haknesses liros kishemotzin umachlisin haSefer Torah. It's a great mitzvah on the person to come inside and see the Sefer Torah, and this is because of Berov Am Hadras Melech. The greater assemblage is a greater splendor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tishu footnote number 8 brings down, when the Sefer Torah is being taken from the Aron to the Bima, and from the Bima back to the Aron, there is a minhag to go and be malava the Sefer Torah. That's the proper cover for the Sefer Torah, and one should do that as best as possible. Obviously, in a crowded shul, it may not be simple to do. A person can move Dalet Amos towards the Sefer Torah as best as possible. If it's a small shul, you're able to follow it the entire way. Call a kavod. Sivkon Yudalet, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mechaber, who says you should see the writing. V'tov shiiri osios, you should actually see the letters. At shiya yochel lekrosim, so you should get close to it, as we just pointed out before. So ideally, you could even read the letters, the writing in the Sefer Torah. Because Kikosva Mekubalim, the great Mekubalim said, Sha'idei zeh nimshach or godol al odom. By being able to see the letters of the Sefer Torah during the Hagbah, you're so to say bringing the great or onto the person. You're, in other words, getting a tremendous spiritual benefit. The issue footnote number 9 brings them from the Ramban, that if you don't do Hagbah properly, you're over the Pasuk, Oru asher lo yokim es divrei HaTorah azos. That there is this mitzvah to show it to the men and the women in the shul, and that they should bow down when they see this. The Halacha Brewer says you bow down the way you bow down in Modim. This is based upon the Masechet Sofrim, which points this out. also brings down from the Shelus Hatshuvas Chasam Sofer that according to the Ramban, this is actually a Chiv Daraisa to do this, although most say this is just an Asmachta. He further points out that you shouldn't give this covet of Hagbut to somebody who doesn't have the strength to go and do this, if somebody's hands are weak, that they can't properly demonstrate and show the Sefer Torah, turn to the right, turn to the left, keep it open, at least three dafim, so you can really have the people come and see this from afar. He said that's not the proper covet for the Torah if the person can't do this. He says, while many do specifically open it up to the point that we just laid, he says, you technically don't have to do that. And he points out that if it's a heavy Sefer Torah and you're in Bereishis or you're in Zos HaBracha and it's difficult for one person to hold the entire Sefer with his one hand, that the bulk of the Sefer Torah is on that side, he says, you can actually roll it to the middle and do Hagba that way. Although the minhag is to obviously not have a Tircha the Shibura, not to go and roll it quite a bit, you try to find somebody, Baruch Hashem, that is able to do Hagba properly with the Sefer Torah wherever it is. We did say in the Mechaber and the Ramban that men and women have to see this. We did point out earlier in Siman Peches that there are poskim that say that a woman, while she's in Nida, should not look at the letters of the Sefer Torah for Kabbalistic reasons. Furthermore, he says in the Shaar HaTzion that when you're doing the Hagba, he brings down the name of the El Yerabah, Shemechuyovim HaKol Lamod. Everybody has to stand up, even though technically it's in a different Rishus. It may be behind the Bima, which is encircled and is technically a separate Rishus, but certainly everybody should stand up because that's the Kavod and that's the proper way to show the Sefer Torah Kavod. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Mechaber who said we have the custom to say various Pesukim, including Zos HaTorah. Dish of footnote number 10 brings down that the Shalah and the Yavid say that we add on the words Api Hashem Biyad Moshe, as I pointed out already previously, but there are those that say you shouldn't just add those words because they're another Pasuk, and you should say the entire Pasuk Api Hashem Yachnu V'Api Hashem Yisu, Es Miseres Hashem Shamu, Api Hashem Biyad Moshe, but that certainly is not the common custom. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, the Ein Lomar V'Zos HaTorah Rak Negin HaKsav Shel HaSefer Torah. You shouldn't say Zos HaTorah unless you can actually see over here the Ksav of the Sefer Torah. He brings down in Dirshu foot number 11 that many have the custom to point at the Sefer Torah at the time of the Hagba, and they point with their finger, and they kiss their finger. He brings down in the name of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, that this is based upon Rav Chaim Pelagi. And he writes that Rav Chaim Pelagi said you should point with the pointer finger and not with the pinky, as many have the custom to do. And the Halacha Brewer says the same thing over here. V'nogim lahoros bi etzba, el ha-mokum shebokorim sefer Torah. People point with the etzba and not the pinky. I did see, however, that there are those that quote that the Me'am Loes, I didn't see this inside, that the Me'am Loes says that you should use the pinky, and I saw, he's the only one that says this to my knowledge, and I saw in the name of Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zatzal, that he said because the pinky represents the humbleness, the smallest finger, so therefore, when we try to have an understanding of the Torah, we should approach that with the most humility, and the pinky represents that, and that's why the pinky is used to point over here to the place. Every person should follow his custom. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Hagah, the Nagulasus came Achashkar B'Torah, as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out before. The Ramah says, Ashkenazic Jewry, we take the Sefer Torah, read it, and then we do Hagbah. Avo Kishimotzino, so when we take the Sefer Torah out of the Oren Kodesh, Omer Ashlech Tzibor, Gadu Lashem Itiun, and Ramah Moshmo Yachdov, Fakol Omrim, Ramah Hashem, Vechule. As is found in our printed Siddur. And then we say Avarachim Huyrachim Amamusim Vhule, as is also found in our Siddurim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel writes, Umina Gaolam Lama Bruch Shmei. He says there's a universal custom to also say Bruch Shmei, Bishas Otsas the Sefer Torah when we take out the Sefer Torah, whether it's Bein Bechol, Bein Bishabbos, on a weekday or on Shabbos. We'll explain why in a moment why you might have thought on Shabbos you shouldn't do this. Vimlo Amoro Bishas Otsar, if you didn't say it at that time, Yuchal Amor at Shosha Post and Lakrosa. You can still say it as long as they haven't started delaying. The tzarich lag bia Torah sholish parment. There are three points over here when we take the Aron Kodesh out where we lift it up. Dainu b'shosh omer shema when the chazan says shema Yisrael. V'gomer when the chazan says echad hu elokeinu and when the chazan says gadol Lashem ite. And this brought down the name of the Magen Avraham from Maseches Sofrim. The Yishuv footnote number 12 brings down the Aruch HaShulchan who says that when you take out the Sefer Torah, lo yotziu ha-shalich tzibur atzmo, the chazan himself shouldn't take the Sefer Torah, but it's a bigger kavod if somebody takes the Sefer Torah and hands it to the chazan. The issue footnote number 13 brings down, we normally don't ask bakoshos in Aramaic, so why do we say Bruch Shemei in Aramaic? So the Mishnah Berurah later on explains that Bruch Shemei is said publicly, and therefore you're allowed to say when in public any type of a tefillah, even in Aramaic. Dirshu footnote number 14 talks about when you actually say Bruch Shemei. He brings down a number of poskim who say you actually should say Bruch Shemei after you take out the Sefer Torah from the Aron. Most shuls, I would dare say, they take out the Sefer Torah towards the end of the saying of Bruch Shemei, but he says the more proper custom is to actually take out the Sefer Torah as soon as possible, although he does bring down poskim that say you can take out the Sefer Torah after you said Bruch Shemei. If somebody's saying a longer tachlin for whatever the reason, he's still in v'hu racham, so then he can stop the v'hu rachams on a Monday or Thursday and say Baruch Shemei with the tzibur. However, he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky that if you're saying tachlin itself, then you shouldn't interrupt to say Baruch Shemei. Dishu footnote number 15 brings down that you might have thought that you shouldn't say Baruch Shmei on Shabbos because it asks for personal bakoshos. So he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim, Shekivon Shenisakin Nusuch Zeh Ketfilah. Since this was set up as a regular tefillah and it's a bakosha for everybody every single Shabbos, so therefore it's considered like a regular part of the tefillah. It's not considered a bakosha, and you're allowed to say it even on Shabbos. Dishu footnote number 16 brings down if you hear the tzibur saying Shema Yisrael, so then Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, Ain haminog lomar imam. You don't have to go say it with them. Ain shayach b'zeh hadin hamavur b'shulchan aruch in siman samachay. Where we said if you walk into a shul and they're saying Shema during the regular part of the Shema in the davening, right before Shemoneh Esrei, so you have to say Shema with them. And we pointed out there that that doesn't apply to the Shema, for example, that you learn out that you say in the Karbanos section of the davening. And it likewise doesn't apply over here that if you walk into a shul and they're saying Shema, that you must say it with them. He does point out that the Shema in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei that is said, Rav Yashiv says that you should say that with the Tzibur as well. The issue footnote number 17 points out that if the Chazan doesn't lift up the Sefer Torah when he says Gadul Hashem Itin or Omer Shema Achdov, he's also over that curse that we brought down before, Arur Asher Lo Yochim Es Direi Has Torah Azos, that we brought down, that the Ramban says that this is the source for doing Hagbah. The Ramban continues and he says, V'yesh Omim Lomer Al HaKoy Yisgadol, there's other kapitlok that are found in the Siddurim that we're no egg to say as well. And he says, V'chei Noagim B'yontav B'Shabbos, and we say these extra kapitlok on Yontav and Shabbos. V'yesh L'Hachzik HaTor B'yomin, when you take the Sefer Torah, you're carrying it from the Oren Kodesh to the Bima, from the Bima back to the Oren Kodesh, you should hold it on your right side with your right hand. Dirshu footnote number 18 brings down, are you allowed to assist with your left hand? He brings down Rayas back and forth from whether you're allowed to hold the coast with your right hand and assist with your left hand, but he says the Sefer Torah is different because the Sefer Torah is heavier. So you could be able to assist your right hand by using your left hand to help support the Sefer Torah. The issue footnote number 19 brings down, this is true for a lefty as well. A lefty also will hold the Sefer Torah with his right hand. The reason behind this is brought down the Shaar HaTzion and Sivkot and Beis. Shekena tamhu mishum shatorah nitna biyomim, because the Torah was given, so to say, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right, mi yimino eish da slomo, and therefore we don't make a chiluk between a righty and a lefty. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudalid writes, Al Shem HaKosev V'yimino Techabkeni. Another reason why we do this is because with your right hand you will hug the Sefer Torah. V'o, Degam HaTorah Nitna B'yomin, as we just pointed out, Mimino Eish Doslomo. Noagim B'Shabbos B'Shachris Shemachazirin HaSefer Torah Lehechol. The Mishnah Berurah then says, on Shabbos, on Shachris time, when we return the Sefer Torah after the laning, that we say, Lomar HaMizmor Havul HaShem B'nei Eilim V'Gomer. And in the Shaar HaTzion, in Os Tes, he brings down, look in the Prima Gadim for the reason, and the Prima Gadim is brought down in Dirshu footnote number 21, that the reason is, Mishum Shebishabbos Nitna Torah, on Shabbos the Torah was the day that the Torah was given. And therefore, we say on Shabbos morning by Shachar specifically, this capital, we don't say this by Mincha, and we don't say it at the other times, Kivin Shebishachar Nitna Torah, because Shachar on Shabbos the Torah was given. The rest of the time we say a different capital. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Ubimincha B'Shabbos, and Kein V'yontif U'B'chol, all the other times, we say Mizmor Chav Dalid, David Mizmor, Hashem Aretz Mlova Teva V'Yoshbei Ba. Finally, the Ramah says, "Kshaola Harishon Likros Omer Baruch Shanasan Torah Chule." That we have the custom that the Gabe says various kapitlach, and it includes Baruch Shanasan Torah LeMaisav B'Kedusha So Vatem Advekim Etc. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tesvav brings down V'Achach Hachumim Hakel Tomim V'Chule. And there are different customs to say these extra kapitlach. He says they have 40 osios, 40 letters in this paragraph, Negin Arboim Yom Shoy Moshe Bahari, brings us down the name of Mugin Avram, in the name of the Darki Moshe. That concludes today's shir.